You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev and the 2017 Chevrolet Silverado. 0% financing for 84 months, plus up to 10 grand in price reduction. This is better than employee pricing and better than 20% of MSRP. Check it out only at Lakewood Chev. Today we're going to talk about the least trained plane to motion, kind of resistance training, different things like that, and why athletes need to work on it. So let's start with it, Paul. Why do athletes of any level need to do it?
Well, Greger, the thing is this. There's rotation involved in practically every sport that you play. So you think of any sport you're doing, some joint in your body has to rotate around an axis to create force and torque. So even if you're just running and you're running in a straight line, your shoulders, your hips, even your ankles and your knees are rotating slightly. So a lot of times what people do when they work out, they get into these isolation exercises, and especially isolated machine movement, where you're seated, you're supported, and the joints don't rotate in the manner that they're accustomed to and being functional in real life activity and sport. So you're actually detraining your body and just training muscle tissue and not the muscle tissue with the joint action.
Okay, so what are some easy ones?
Okay, so some of the stuff that you'd want to start off with that I just get clients to do as a warm-up would be, as you do a squat, for example, you may have a weight in front of you or a medicine ball or something like that. As you're coming up, you'd want to rotate and pivot and bring the ball from the middle of your body to the upper outside shoulder. Then you would squat again and then rotate and bring the ball to the outside shoulder of the other side. So doing something like that for 10 reps per side can kind of get the joints warmed up, like your ankles, knees, your hips, your trunk muscles, and your shoulders. You're kind of all integrating them together to perform an extension kind of movement and working your trunk. Something that's a little bit more aggressive would be, for example, if you want to build some strength, is maybe use a cable machine and hold the cable in front of your body when you're with your feet apart, and you put a certain load on it, and you would twist the weight up, back and forth across your body with straight arms, doing a rotational work for your obliques and your hips and your trunk right across your body. So that'd be great for any kind of rotational sports such as, tennis, squash, if you're golfing, swinging a baseball bat, all that kind of stuff involves that kind of strength component. And then you would eventually build it up where you're doing it more explosively. So you would maybe, for example, have a medicine ball in front of you, and you either have a partner or a brick wall, and you would twist and throw that medicine ball violently across your body, throwing it to your partner, them throwing it back, or off the brick wall and it bouncing back towards you. So you could accelerate power, and then you have to decelerate the force of that ball coming back towards you. That would be the next progression. And then finally, the final progression would be to do those kind of movements explosively with your lower body. So, for example, you would do like maybe a squat jump or a lunge jump with a forceful medicine ball rotation of some kind.
So you're saying I'm standing there. I would have the ball in my hands. I would squat down. And then as I jump and I'm in the air, do I twist or do I twist
That's
before?
Right. You would accelerate the force upward and then rotate at the same time throwing the ball. So that's pretty well integrating the entire body to try to perform an explosive movement and accelerating the ball across your body. So something like that. The key really here is a lot of people, when they go to the gym, they do all these very linear movements. Like, for example, they'll squat up and down in a straight line. They deadlift up and down in a straight line, bicep curls, over the head presses. There's no torque. Everything's stable and supported, which is fine if you're lifting big loads. But if you need to also add in some athletic strength, power, and off-balance movements, because your body's going to be forced into those positions when you do these sports. So if you're in the gym trying to get ready for that, just doing all this isolated supported stuff on its own is limiting your total athletic performance capability.
Yeah, a lot of people now, that the advancements in working out, it's a lot of one-legged stuff, doing it in motion, there's a lot of movements that aren't specific to, well, you got to do this for hockey, right? Because these type of things, as you mentioned, your trunk rotation
pretty much any sport on the planet, you got to use it.
Right. You're not trying to mimic a slap shot in hockey or a golf swing at all. You're going to use your sport to do that. You just want to be able to have your body prepared to accelerate a weighted object and also to take that deceleration of that weighted object off balance in many planes of motion as well. And then you want to incorporate that with your stable movements too. Like, sure, you want to bench and you want to deadlift and you want to be stable for those movements because you're trying to move a lot of load. So with these movements, you have to decrease the load quite a bit and focus on integrating your whole body into the movement and accelerating efficiently. So you want to do both together and try to stay away from as much machine stuff like leg presses, leg extension, leg curls. Those are great for the bodybuilders, but provide very limited benefits with the athletic person.
Why is that?
Well, that's because, again, all those do is they fixate a certain joint angle, and their goal is to just make hypertrophy in that muscle. So if your goal is just to make that joint stronger and thicker in that one specific motion, then that's fine. But if you're trying to become athletic, you need to incorporate those other movements as well.
Paul Pakas from Custom Fit discussing. So now, the rotational trunk movement, is it something like you incorporate this into every day?
Everybody. Yeah. So it's all about then progression, really. So for somebody who's just like the stay-at-home mother or the recreational just person who just wants to have general fitness, yeah, then I'll do the progressions where there is some rotation, but maybe not as much violent plyometric work and stuff like that. I always would build up to that slowly. But yeah, it's appropriate for every level, but even more appropriate if you're doing that kind of activity, like earning money as your job, obviously. But everybody needs to do it. Like simply bending over to get groceries out of a deep trunk of your car, you have to bend over and then basically you turn, grab the groceries with one arm and then use the other arm to close the trunk of your car. So that trunk rotation with that load on one side, and you need to be offset with ballast with the other side to close the trunk, that's kind of movement you could do in the gym to duplicate that.
So is this something you would incorporate before or after lifting weights?
I would incorporate it with your program. And there's many ways of doing it. Like, some people who are more serious, they have these phases. So, for example, they may have a strength phase where they're focusing on building max loads, good stable work, and then they focus on this maybe athletic stuff later on, or you can incorporate it together in general overall fitness. So I would do both. You can use them to warm up, and you can use it with more load to really achieve good integrated strength and power development near the end of your workout. But you definitely want to, if you're going to do the aggressive stuff with jumping and aggressive twisting, you want to warm up with the other exercises first and do that maybe towards the end of your workout when your joints are really have some good mobility and some good blood flow in there.
Paul, great stuff as always, man. We appreciate it.
Okay, have a great day, bud.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next week. That's